After a spitting incident in Nelson, BC made national headlines in November, the Nelson Police Department has arrested another person for refusing to wear a mask in a cafe. The initial incident at Empire Coffee on November 20th was the day after the province mandate requiring masks in public indoor spaces. After a man spat on an employee at the business, the employee had a heart attack and required hospitalization. The latest arrest took place at Oso Negro Cafe in Nelson on December 31st. The MPD issued a charge under the COVID-19 Related Measures Act, the second charge under the act they've recommended.
To watch how Nelsonites have worked through this COVID pandemic, I think has been challenging but rewarding. It's been fascinating to watch people adjust and adapt to the situation. Yeah, Oso Negro, we got a call on December 31st in the afternoon. And again, this is, I'm talking about allegations. None of this has been proven in court, but we had a report of an adult female that attended the coffee shop, and this person was refusing to wear a mask. Staff asked this person to please don a mask as per the health requirements, and she refused. So police were called, and we attended. Two seasoned officers attended and spent a considerable amount of time communicating and negotiating with this person. Unfortunately, they were unable to convince her to leave the coffee shop or to don a mask, and that resulted in an arrest, the removal of that person from the coffee shop, and subsequently there was a charge issued under the COVID-19 Related Measures Act.
I asked Staff Sergeant Weber how police decide to make an arrest or issue a ticket in these situations.
I think sometimes it's difficult. It really depends on the behavior of the subject that we're dealing with. You know, we've had in the last approximate year about 93 COVID-related type calls for service. You know, we deal with 6,400 calls for service in Nelson. It's a busy little place. And not all of them are to do with masks, but the vast majority of these kind of incidents where people are refusing to wear masks are usually solved through education, communications, negotiations. We work through these problems with the people, and almost always they are solved in, you know, one of two ways, where people decide, yeah, I'm willing to abide by Dr. Henry's orders and don the mask while I'm in this place of business. And in respect of, you know, the health measures and the employees that work at the business, or they decide to leave. For the most part, we've been able to convince people, you know, to respect the people that work there, realize that the mask measures are for those people's health sakes, and we've been able to gain compliance. We've only not been able to gain compliance in one incident, so that's, you know, one in close to 100. That's really, really good.
Although the Nelson Police Department has responded to more than 90 COVID-19 related calls, Staff Sergeant Weber said there haven't been many fines or arrests. He explains why and the process of the tickets they can issue.
To date, we've recommended two COVID-19 Related Measures Act charges. The person that is issued the violation ticket under the COVID Related Measures Act has the option to contest the ticket, book a time in court, and be appear before a justice of the peace and defend themselves. Of course, then the police officer will have to appear in court and provide the evidence for the Crown. In one of the other instances, we recommended a charge for failing to wear a mask, but we chose not to write a ticket, and we've asked Crown Counsel to lay an information, which is a charge. And we're still awaiting Crown Counsel's decision in that instance. There's four tickets that we would commonly look at under the COVID-19 Related Measures Act, and that would be not wearing a mask in an indoor public setting unless there's a medical exemption, refusing to comply with the direction of an enforcement officer, which includes refusing to leave the space, and engaging in abusive or belligerent behavior while dealing with an enforcement officer. And the other one is a $230 ticket for attending an event at a private residence or vacation. We could, and I know other police departments in British Columbia have laid those tickets. Unfortunately, we've only had to lay one and ask for one charge so far. And we're hoping it stays that way. Now, I was just talking to our beat officer, Constable Zukowski, and he's been at a number of these calls where people are, initially refusing to wear the mask or have questions about it. And, what he's found is if he takes the time to talk to people and explain, generally the perspective of the employee that has to work in that business and see a constant parade of possible exposure come through their door, then people tend to realize, yeah, you're right, I need to either do business in another way, which in the day of the World Wide Web, we've got the option of online shopping or getting somebody else that's willing to wear a mask to shop for us or to don that mask for that particular trip. So we've had great success in people complying and getting on board with the health measures that have been imposed by Dr. Bonnie Henry, and so far so good. Having said that, just like any other police department or agency, we'll write the tickets, lay the charges if we have to, but we'll certainly look for another way to solve that problem if we can.
The holidays are usually a time to gather and be merry. In 2020, however, the usual gatherings were prohibited. Staff Sergeant Weber shared how Nelson complied with the social restrictions during December and the early new year.
We had a loud party pre-Christmas, and that went well. The officers took the time to educate the partiers about the public health orders. People were in compliance and agreed to wear masks and social distance and break up the party. We had one call about a private residence having numerous guests. So again, we attended and talked to the residents, the occupants of that particular home, and explained to them, what the concerns that the neighbors had. And that person was thankful for us attending and talking to them about the possible implications of not following the public health orders. We had one complaint about public health practices in a multi-unit building that's known to house elderly. So again, we went there and talked to the staff at that building and some of the residences and, spent the time to educate them on, what their requirements are and what the repercussions could be. And we haven't been back there since. So those are kind of the three that really stand out. We did have the Oso Negro one, which kind of went the other way, but was eventually solved as well. So really, over the holidays, we had very few calls about this particular problem.
And when your officers are attending these calls and educating people, are they finding that people simply aren't aware or there's confusion? Or what kind of reason do they give for initially not complying?
Yeah, anecdotally, I think a lot of people, there's confusion. The orders have come out, the public health orders I'm referring to, have come out in layers. So, things have changed as we've progressed through this pandemic. And other people, it seems, again, anecdotally, that there's a bit of a lack of education. And once the officers have an opportunity to discuss the matters with the subjects of the complaint, I'm getting reports that people are complying, that they understand the logic then, and they see that the measures are designed for the overall good of everybody. From time to time, we do get concerns about people and their civic rights. And, of course, our job at the Nelson Police Department is always to balance people's civic rights. And we find that when people are heard and have an opportunity to voice their opinions, that they generally that really helps them out. So that's what we do, a lot of listening and educating and communicating with people. And so far, so good.
After what was a long year for many, Staff Sergeant Weber shares a message for Nelson going forward in 2021 as pandemic protocols and social restrictions continue.
First off, we're almost a year into this pandemic and these measures, and we'd like everybody to recognize that, I call it COVID fatigue. We all get tired of carrying our masks and not having the social time that we've been accustomed to. So I think it's, we all recognize this, and we at the police department have been working through this this pandemic the whole time. So we in particular recognize it, just like the hospitals and other professions that are working straight through. I just ask people to take the time to look at the measures that Dr. Henry's put in place and think that these measures are designed to help us all through this pandemic. You know, think about the people around you, the employees at the coffee shops. They're not here to frustrate you. They're trying to live their lives safely. They're trying to successfully be employed and provide a service, an important service to our community. And so, you know, we just ask people to be respectful, be reasonable, be thoughtful, and think through to the end goal. The end goal is to get as many of us through this and back to normality as soon as we can. And, you know, in time, we may find that these were not the perfect responses. Then again, we may find that they were the perfect responses. Science may help us through that. But try and be patient, try and be respectful, try and be thoughtful, and help everyone else get through this. Take a step back, take a breath before you react.